Welcome to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help aspiring entrepreneurs turn ideas into real businesses. I'm Greg, entrepreneurship professor, serial entrepreneur, and founder coach. And each episode, I share practical insights to help you start strong and build momentum. Today's episode is called How to Build Confidence Before the Results Show Up. Let's dive in. Every successful entrepreneur faces this fascinating paradox. You need confidence to take big risks, but you won't have proof it works until after you've already taken the leap. It's like needing experience to get a job, but needing a job to get experience. Today, I want to show you how to build unshakable confidence even when your bank account and metrics are still at zero. The first strategy is what I call the evidence collection method. Start documenting small wins immediately. Every email reply, every piece of positive feedback, every small milestone becomes evidence that you're on the right track. Research from Stanford shows that people who track micro-progress are 40% more likely to persist through setbacks. Create a confidence file on your phone where you screenshot every positive interaction or small victory. Your brain needs proof, so give it proof. Next, use the borrowed confidence strategy. Study entrepreneurs who started exactly where you are, same age, same resources, same industry. Mirror their early stage mindset and decision-making patterns before they had results. Use their journey as proof that your path is possible, not just wishful thinking. Let me share a story from my own journey. When I started my consulting business at 23, I had zero clients and was pitching from my college dorm room. Instead of waiting for credibility, I created a detailed case study of how I'd solve problems for my ideal client. I spent 2 weeks researching one company's specific challenges and presented a complete strategy for free. They didn't hire me, but here's what happened. The process gave me confidence that I actually knew what I was doing. That confidence showed up in my next pitch, which landed my first $3,000 client. The third framework is future self visualization. Spend 10 minutes daily visualizing yourself successfully running your business 12 months from now. Write detailed descriptions of your typical workday, client interactions, and decision-making process. This mental rehearsal creates neural pathways that make confident action feel natural instead of forced. Here's your actionable takeaway for this week. Create your confidence foundation with 3 steps. First, start a daily wins journal. Even tiny progress counts. Second, find 3 entrepreneurs who started where you are and study their early interviews or content. Third, write a detailed day in the life of yourself 1 year from now as a successful business owner. Read it every morning before you start work. These aren't motivation tricks. They're evidence-building systems that create real confidence before external validation arrives. Remember, confidence isn't about feeling fearless. It's about having enough internal evidence to act despite the fear. Start building that evidence today. Thanks for listening to the Young Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, helping founders build businesses bigger than themselves. If you found value in today's episode, subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone just starting their entrepreneurial journey. Until next time, start strong, build momentum, and keep moving forward.